Coming down the Old Pike, the historic National Road, on this moment of Indiana history. Presented with support from the Indiana Historical Society, presenting the Antiques and Collectible Fair, Saturday, April 8th, including on-site appraisals at the Indiana History Center, Indianapolis. Information at indianahistory.org. The 156-mile trek west from Richmond, Indiana to Terre Haute may be made today on the same route one would have taken 200 years ago. The National Historic Road, which mostly follows Route 40 in Indiana, is the nation's oldest federally funded interstate highway. Conceived of by George Washington, the road was designed to link the eastern seaboard with the western interior. The route traverses six states and terminates on the east side of the Mississippi in Vandalia, Illinois. At the beginning, the road was not much more than a clearing through the forest. The Indiana section of the road was built between 1829 and 1834. Significant commercial activity sprang up in towns along the way to accommodate travelers' needs. The Federalist-style row houses, flush with the sidewalks of Centerville and Wayne County, for example, demonstrate the town planners' desire to maximize exposure for the inns, groceries, and blacksmith shops along the route. The road remained a popular conduit for Western migration and emerged as the premier transcontinental highway in the 1920s, when it was designated Route 40. Largely bypassed for the interstate in the 1950s, in recent years the National Road has been rediscovered. Recognized as a state scenic route in 1996, it was named an All-American Road in 2002, the highest honor within the National Scenic Byways Program. This moment of Indiana history is a production of the Indiana Public Broadcasting Stations in association with the Indiana Historical Society. More information is available online at momentofindianahistory.org.